It says, understand the will of God. Get a firm grasp upon it for yourself. It's impossible for a believer to walk in love, walk in light, walk in wisdom, walk carefully in this world, and understand the will of the Lord without knowing the Word of God.
Why do you run from me? I just don't understand. I'm reaching out for you. You won't take my hand.
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn. Good day to you. We're thankful for another opportunity to bring God's Word to you from Pastor Bill's study in the Epistle of Ephesians. Pastor has titled today's message, Walk in Wisdom. Now here's Pastor.
Amen. Let's turn in our Bibles to the fifth chapter of the book of Ephesians this morning. We're going to be beginning in just a moment in verse 17. We're going to do a two-parter of walking in wisdom. This will be part one. The Lord willing, next Sunday we'll pick up in verse 18 and we'll conclude down to verse 21. And then we'll start a series, of course, on family and marriage and the role of the husband and the wife and all of that, which is probably needed since they're sheltering in place, if you know what I mean. So with all that being said, you know, we have learned that as we've covered now, we're talking about the believer's lifestyle or the lifestyle of the believer. We know from chapter 4, verse 1, that Paul tells us we're commanded to walk worthy of our calling. Remember, to walk worthy, again, I like to keep that right before you. It's a picture of a set of scales, 5 pounds and 5 pounds. In other words, equal. It's equal in doctrine. You know the Word of God, you learn the Word of God, and then you apply the Word of God. You're a hearer of God's Word, and then you are a doer of God's Word. That's the only way that we can have a worthy walk. And we've learned from chapter 5, verse 1, that we are now to be imitators of God as dear children. And then we're learning what that means and how we're to do it. Number one, we walk in love. We've covered that. And not only do we walk in love, we walk in the light. And now we've learned, since we are sons of light, now we're getting ready to have the walk of wisdom. And that's one of the main things we need to cover, because we're in a lot of trouble in our nation and around the world, aren't we? Amen? Yeah, but not only that, listen carefully. The world that we are living in right now, let's just narrow it down to our nation. The nation that we are living in right now, and the world too, it is literally, it's falling apart. But listen, don't let that bother you, because we know that God's plan, to God, everything is just falling into place, amen? Not falling apart. We're part of God's plan. We know that heaven is our home. We're sojourners and pilgrims. This place is not our home at all, amen? So with all that being said about the world that we're living in, this world has turned around in just, well, since 2008 in a greater way than we've ever experienced. Now the creature is, instead of worshiping the creator, man is now worshiping the creature. And not only that, we live in a world right now that is unknown to them, and I pray it's known to the believer. This world right this minute is being groomed. As Pastor Raul and I were talking Wednesday night before the service, is being groomed like a pedophile would groom to harm a little child. This world that we're living in is being groomed to receive the man of sin. And it's going to be so easy for this world to yield, and they'll welcome him. They will worship him. Amen? That's where we are right now in this world. And unknown to the world, they love darkness. And they don't know that they love darkness. They don't love light at all. So how are we to live in a world such as this? In other words, a world that is overflowing with the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life. A world that is literally calling evil good and good evil and light dark and dark light. How are we to live in a world the way we are right now? A world, loved one, now listen, a world that God so loved that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Amen? How are we to do that? Paul starts out in chapter 5 of Ephesians there in verse 17. and he says these words. He says, see then. Everyone say that with me. See then. In other words, see to it. Make certain. And this is a command. This is not an option, loved one. What does he tell us to do about walking in wisdom? He says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools. Don't be a fool, he says, but your walk is a wise walk. And the reason is because the days are evil. Whenever Paul uses that word see, there is an urgency in the tone of his voice. He wants you right now to your ears open, in other words. And when he says, see then, he returns us to verse 14, where he says, wake up, thou who sleepest. In other words, wake up, sleepy Christian. Wake up. It's time to walk in wisdom. It's not time to be a foolish walk in the world that God has created. And so he tells us here that the believer's lifestyle in a world that is messed up as our world is right now, and how we look at this world and we see the times that we're living in are going to grow in greater desperation, loved one. That's why we need to have the Word of God hidden in our hearts. Amen? And the reason I say that is that the devil, if you don't think there isn't a plan right now to divide and conquer, meaning the church, which will never be conquered, but he doesn't know that. He doesn't believe that. He doesn't know how to do anything but lie and deceive and kill, steal, and destroy. He doesn't want the church back together. Do you understand that? He doesn't want us to be strong. And there are those that are outside right now. You're sitting in your living room. Maybe you'll listen to this message later. You belong to this church. This is your home. But yet you haven't been picking up your Bible. Your prayer time is just lagging and hurting. I'm not condemning you. I'm loving you now. And you know, you just are maybe drifting more toward the world than toward the Lord. That's exactly what the devil wants. He wants this church and every church in our nation to become weak and disoriented. Do you understand that? That is the world, the desperate times that we're living in right this minute. So the believer's lifestyle, what a perfect word for the day that we're living in. The believer's lifestyle as in a world right now that we're living in, it says for us to do something. It says for each believer to walk a specific way, and Paul uses that word circumspectly, which literally means that you are to walk carefully. You are to walk with an exactness, if you will. You're to walk accurately in all that you do. One Bible version, the NIV, says this: be very careful then how you live. In other words, how you conduct yourselves in the days of evil. Another translation says, hey, watch your step, use your head, make the most of every chance you get. These are desperate times. Now, so why must we have a careful walk? Well, because we are living right now in the days of evil. The word evil there, we get our word pornographic. Isn't that amazing? We get our word pornographic from the word evil. And we live in a pornographic world. We live in a dirty world, a vile world, a filthy world, don't we? We're not filthy. The world is filthy. No, listen, you know what I love about the Word of God is that God just told us how to live, how believers are to live, a command, by the way, again, how we are to live in days of evil. We don't have to guess. It's right there before us. And I want you to notice something. It says days, plural, doesn't it? Days of evil. It doesn't say not an evil month. It doesn't say evil years. It means every stinking day, he says, is a day of evil in our world, in our nation. It is overflowing with evil. So the believer's lifestyle is to be a walk of carefulness, exactness, if you will. You know, if you've ever been down to Mexico on a mission trip, you'll notice that a lot of the homes have high walls around them, those Hadite blocks. And if you'll notice on the top of the Hadite blocks, what do you see? Glass. Remember the little spikes of glass? Matter of fact, you can go in parts of Europe. When I was living in Europe, you can go over there and see people. They protect their homes the same way. So it's to keep people out. So they put all this glass up there. If you're going to get over, you're certainly not going to stand on it. Does that make sense? Have you ever seen a cat walk along a wall when the glass is there? Or when ever seen a cat when the cats don't like water evidently, and you see them out and the lawn is very wet, and how they carefully place their paws. Have no one seen that? Thank you, man. Give me a little help here. But how careful they do that. Now let me bring it to another picture. I want you to picture in your mind right now. You know, you are 5,000 feet up in a mountain. You're on a ledge that's 3 inches wide, and there's your feet on it. Do you think that you would walk very carefully? Do you think that you would place your foot very softly and firmly to make sure it's going to support you? Okay, that's exactly the picture that Paul wants us to see. He says, listen, you have to walk careful, because a careful walk in the days of the evil that we're looking at is a very wise walk. The word there, unwise, literally means a fool. Matter of fact, if you studied it out, that word fool or unwise, it means a person who is stupid. I'm sorry, I'm just telling you what the word means. Or a senseless, if you will. So we don't want to be stupid. We don't want to be senseless. Amen? All right. So the Bible tells us, it says, you know, look at it again. See that you walk circumspectly or carefully with exactness, not as fools, but as wise. Have you ever just studied your Bibles out and just, you know, done a word study on the word fool and pulled it up throughout the Word of God? It's amazing, you know, the walk of the fool. You know, listen to this, Proverbs 10:23. To do evil is like sport to a fool. The word sport there means they love playing games with evil. It's a sport to them. They enjoy evil. That's what fools do. It's amazing. It says in Proverbs 29:11, it says, a fool does something. He vents all his feelings. You see, a fool always walks by how they feel. They're governed always by their desires in Scripture when you study them out. It says, oh yeah, he says they vent all of their feelings, but a wise man holds those things back. Actually speaking, probably there, if I'm not mistaken, about anger, okay? Now, not only that, the Bible tells the believers to stay away from fools, the unwise, the senseless, or the stupid individual. Now, I'm not calling people stupid. I'm only saying what the Bible says. Is that okay? All right. How about this one then? Proverbs 13:20. He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed. There's an old Jewish proverb that says this: don't approach a goat from the front, a horse from the back, or a fool from any side. That's a very good word, amen? You remember when Paul starts out the great book of Romans, chapter 1, talking about the unrighteousness of the man, the ungodliness of man. And he's talking in Romans 1:22, and he says, professing to be wise. In other words, remember, their foolish hearts were darkened. So they were these people that were foolish in their hearts. They were professing them to be wise about God's creation. And he says, but they professed themselves to be wise. They became fools. There's that word, senseless. Actually, we get our word moron from that verse, by the way. And listen to what they did, and they exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, the birds and four-footed animals and the creeping things. And so instead of worshiping God, they digressed and they started worshiping creation, you know, bugs and cockroaches and pieces of wood, you know, stuff like that. Now, the greatest fool in all of the world is the fool who will exchange the wisdom of God, the glory of God, for the wisdom of this world. Think about that. That's the greatest fool. You know why? A fool never considers the consequences. Why is that? Because he has a heart issue. Psalms 14:1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Think about that. Not in his mind. A fool didn't say it up here. If they say it up here, there's hope for them. But when it gets down to the heart, the inner man, where they're completely convinced, oh, the fool has said in his heart, there's no God. And you know why he's a fool? Because he acts like he has unlimited knowledge. But his knowledge is not unlimited. Only God's is. Amen? His knowledge is very limited. And God's word goes on and says, and they are corrupt. They do no good. They are abominable unto the Lord. So that's the walk of a fool. He says then again, look at verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, carefully, with accuracy, if you will, not as fools, but as the wise. In other words, that we must have a wise walk, not a foolish walk, in the days of evil. Remember this. I know you know this. Only two people on earth, those in Adam and those in Christ. Amen? Only two people, either a foolish person or a wise person. We have to be very aware or beware, especially right now, of the wisdom, man, the wisdom of this age. You have to remember that the wisdom of this age is, loved one, it's dominated by fallen humanity. Remember what Eve did when she looked at the food there in the garden, you know, and so forth, and when she saw that the tree was desirable to make one what? Wise. We're talking about being wise now. Desirable to make one wise, she took of the fruit and ate, and then she gave it to her husband, and he ate. And you know what happened after that. Oh, man, listen. We want to trust only God's wisdom, for it is eternal. It never changes. Amen? Never. The wisdom of the world, it changes every week now, every hour. Just, you know, if you want to see how unbalanced our world is, just look at, they don't know what they're doing. Now, God's wisdom, it says in Romans 11:33, it says, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. Listen carefully. How unsearchable are his judgments. And God's ways, oh, they are past finding out. In other words, they're unknowable. They're untraceable. It'd be the word, a picture of that in the Greek would be like, have you ever seen a person walk across the ocean and then try to track their footprints? Never mind. He says, for who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has ever become his counselor? Well, of course, no one. However, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:16, but we have present tense, the body of Christ, we have the mind of Christ. And we are commanded in Philippians 2:5, let this mind, which was in Christ Jesus, be also in you. Man, listen, we have that working in our hearts right now. And the measure that we live and walk in the mind of Christ is the measure that we're going to act like our Lord, love others like our Lord, forgive others like our Lord. Amen? That's how we're going to walk in wisdom. Was there ever a day that Jesus didn't walk in wisdom? No. Oh, listen, Jesus is wisdom. Did you know that? 1 Corinthians 10:30, that he has been made unto us. Jesus has been made unto us. Wisdom, righteousness, sanctification goes on and on. Listen, wisdom is a person. And the Bible says in Colossians 2:3, in Jesus, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom, all the treasures of knowledge. Man, Jesus knows everything about everything. He's the greatest source of wisdom in the entire universe. Amen? And the wisdom and knowledge of God that Jesus has for his church, listen, they're not hidden from us. They're hidden for us. Do you understand? So we can have a wise walk, and that's what God wants. See, there are only two kinds of people, or two ways, if you will, to build a life on planet Earth. There's no other, there are only two ways. There's only two roads that anyone on planet Earth can go down in any generation. You're going to either go down the narrow way, which leads to life, or you're going to go down the broad way, which leads unto destruction. So there are only two ways, though, for anyone to build their lives. Jesus told us in Matthew 7:24, he says, therefore, if anyone hears these sayings of mine and doeth them, you hear the word, you do the word. Amen? That's what you call a worthy walk, equal in doctrine, equal in application, okay? If anyone hears these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man who built his house upon the rock. And the storms came, and the rain descended, and floods, and all of that. And it was major that came against the person, family, the house, whatever. But it did not fall. But he who hears these sayings of mine and doeth them not, Jesus said, I will liken him unto a foolish man, a senseless man, an unwise man who built his life, who built his home, who built his marriage, whatever you want to call, and they're called life. And he built it on sand. Man, and here come the storms and the rain and all the rest of it. And that house is as great was its fall. The thing about building a life on sand is this, loved one. Now listen, here's the problem. If we hear God's word, talking about walking in wisdom, we hear the word of God, but if we don't do the word of God, we're in trouble, aren't we? Okay, now listen, there's so many believers right now, they are building their life on sand. Oh, they hear the word of God. They're living off sermons, but they're not doing the word of God. Well, when we get into the marriage thing, they're not praying with their kids. They're not opening their Bible with their kids. They're not doing what their role is supposed to be. They're building their life on sand. So 5 years goes by, and all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose. The storms start hitting the marriage or the family or the husband or the wife or the children. But since they built their life on just hearing God's word and not doing God's word, great was the fall of that house. We cannot have a walk of wisdom by just hearing the word of God. Amen? We have to apply that in our life. The Bible says in Proverbs 1:7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Now listen, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge and wisdom. If you haven't started there, you haven't started at all. It's the fear of the Lord. It says, but fools, they despise wisdom and instruction. You know what's wonderful if you go through the Bible about wisdom? I encourage you to later today, read chapter 8 when you get home. Chapter 2 of Proverbs and chapter 8 is so wonderful about the wisdom of God. You know, it says in Proverbs 8:11, wisdom, for wisdom is better than rubies. Now watch, let me read it. And all the things that you may desire, everything, whatever, add up all of your desires right now. It says, and all the things that one may desire cannot be compared with wisdom. Think about that. And we have the wisdom of God, amen? We have the word of God. It says in Ecclesiastes 9:16, wisdom is better than strength. In another area, it says wisdom is better than the weapons of war. It says in Proverbs 2:6, for the Lord gives wisdom. He loves to do those things. From his mouth come knowledge, understanding. He stores up sound, healthy wisdom, in other words, for the upright. So, see then that you walk circumspectly, very carefully in this life. Don't be a fool. Don't walk the walk of fools, but you have the walk of the wise. And because the days are evil, and they are evil today, loved one, he tells us to do something. He says, redeem the time. The word redeem there simply means to buy up. That means it might cost you a little bit, okay? You're to purchase it, buy up. It says, redeem the time. Now, there's only two words in the New Testament, in the Greek, for the word time. Now, one of them is used as the succession of minutes. In other words, you look at your clock, there's 1 minute gone by, and so forth. But here, in verse 16, the translation would read this way. It says you can redeem the season, or redeem, buy up the opportunity. In other words, buying up and taking advantage the opportunity that the time that you are living in affords you, because the days are evil.
This message will continue when we return tomorrow, and we hope you can join us once again. Hey, thank you for listening to Love Never Fails this week. May the Lord bless the remainder of your day, and so long for now. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our 3 services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.